led me straight to you. I still hear you say, dear one, hold me fast. And I start in praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from
that was the G.I. Nightingale, Frances Langford and Moonglow, and a warm welcome to Beagley at Night with me, R.B. Well, it's all back to normal now. I hope you had a good Easter. We did, actually. It was a lot of fun, and had some good food as well, and we ended up watching, after that, Mika live in concert, and then three episodes of 40 Towers, would you believe, and then we turned on the real television and watched Call the Midwife and Nolly. It was actually, all in all, rather a pleasant day. But now, of course, it's back to normal, and all the normal things are in all the normal places in this program, more or less at the same time. Well, not at the same time, but at the usual time, you know what I mean. So settle back, relax, enjoy the music, and it's just you and I, and we'll just make the most of it until 2 o'clock. Right now is Billy Eckstine from 1951, I'm a Fool to Want You.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true. A love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you. To seek a kiss not mine alone. To share a kiss the devil has known. Time and time again I said I'd leave you. Time and time again I went away. But then would come the time when I would need you. And once again these words I'd have to say, take me back, I love you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong. But right or wrong, I can't get along without you. I'm a fool to want you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you.
Written back in 1951 by Jack Wolf, Joel Heron, and believe it or not, Frank Sinatra. And Frank Sinatra recorded the song as well, along with the Ray Charles Singers back in 1951. But Billy Eckstine got in just a little bit earlier. Frank did it on June the 11th. First release came from Billy Eckstine the month before in May. And lots of people have recorded that song. Over 250 people, including people like Helen Merrill, Billie Holiday, Tony Bennett, Sylvia Sims, Keddie Lester, you name it, they've all done it, and it is a brilliant song to boot. I'm a Fool to Want You from Billy Eckstine. Right now, let's have a nice dreamy afternoon, shall we? Here's Elsie Carlisle.
Tell her of your dreams on a dreamy afternoon.
Darcy Carlisle and On a Dreamy Afternoon. So how's your week been? I hope your week has been better than mine since I was with you. I don't think I've told you this, but I have to be honest, I'm really losing control of this month, and it's only like the 3rd of April, 2nd, yeah, 3rd for you, 2nd of April still for me. And I think it was last Tuesday or when, I can't really remember, but as you know, I've had a problem with my hearing, which I thought was, and I think as people still believe, was due to COVID, and I lost 75% of my hearing, and I certainly got some of it back, but I haven't got it all back. And I went and had an MRI, and I went to get the results of that, and as the result of that, I've got to have a tube inserted into my inner ear to get rid of some fluid or something like that, and that's going to be happening I think next week, which should be jolly. But during the course of this as well, I've also found out I've got to have my adenoids out, which every time I say it makes me laugh, because I'm 66 years of age, and I mean, you have your adenoids out when you're like 7 or 8, don't you? And I had my tonsils out when I was getting on a bit, and that was at the age of I think it was either 33 or 34, and now age 66, nearly 67, I've got to have my adenoids out, and it's just, you know, it's sort of like been one thing and another this month. So it's all rather crazy, so that's been my week, and I hope yours has been a little bit better than that, you know, all things considering, worst things happen at sea, right? Let's see, what should we do now? We're terribly late for Bing Crosby. I'm sure he won't mind, but even so, it's bad manners. He's going to be singing along with Connie Boswell and Jane Morgan, but we're going to start off with a bouquet of roses, and all I have to do to commence this merriment is say two simple words. Bing, sing.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. You made our lover's lane a road of sorrow, till at last we had to say goodbye. You're leaving me to fade each new tomorrow with a broken heart. You taught to cry. I know that I should hate you after all you've put me through, but how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Is a rib joint where the folks all meet.
Oh, when you say rib joint, that's my favorite sweet.
It's not so high class, but it can be beat
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
You'll hear piano played by Stacy Trent.
Oh, Stacy, that's my man. He's the biggest boogie-woogie gent.
You ought to stop there if your pleasure bent
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Come along some night.
Oh, that's what I will, that's what I will. When I'm feeling right, wear a cloud for a hat. Now tell me, do I have to have a reservation?
Yes, you do, if you want daybreak syncopation. That's where the hoity-toity.
Well, that's for me.
Meet the Harper Lord.
Oh, tell me more about it.
The man that owns it is Sylvester Brown.
I know his girlfriend, Bessie, wears a rhinestone gown.
It's on the south side, on the edge of town,
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Tempo de bucket now.
There is a rib joint where the folks ho-ho-ho meet.
Meet every morning for to drink and for to eat.
It's not so high class, but it can't be beat.
Between 18th and 19th down on Chestnut Street.
Ah, there's that Stacy Trent.
That's that famous boogie-woogie gent, man.
You ought to stop there if your pleasure bent.
Between 18th and 19th down on Chestnut Street.
Come along some night, if you're feeling right, wear a cloud for a hat. I'll have to advise you now, you'll need a reservation to catch yourself some of that daybreak syncopation.
That's where the hoity-toity meet the Harper Lord.
My favorite people,
the man that owns it is Sylvester Brown.
His girlfriend Bessie wears a rhinestone gown.
It's on the south side, on the edge of town,
between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
18th.
What's the phone number?
19th.
Don't call, just come right on over.
Between 18th and 19th down on Chestnut Street.
On commence encore.
C'est si bon. Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good.
Ah, c'est si bon. So I say it to you, just like the French people do, because it's oh so good.
Sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought,
and it's this, dear. Oh, it's so good. Nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace.
And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, c'est si bon.
Every word, every sigh, and every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought,
and it's this, dear. Oh, it's so good. Nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace.
And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, c'est si bon.
That means that it's so good.
When I say c'est si bon,
And I say, say, si bon,
because it's all so good.
That was beautiful, wasn't it? I'm sorry, I was miles away there somewhere. I do apologize. And I was listening to the next song, which is Holger's song, so I'm sorry about that. Three songs there from Bing Crosby. With a song that was called Bouquet of Roses, and then we had between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. I'm thinking that's in Philadelphia, but I may be wrong on that. And then we had Say Simon, and on Chestnut Street with Bing was the wonderful Connie Boswell, and on Say Simon it was Jane Morgan. And we'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB, running a little bit late with everything this morning. That's why I'm all of a geflunken. Time now, that's German word, geflunken. Talking of German words, Guten Morgen, Holger. Hope you are well. We're going over to Holger's house now in Germany. And if you're not familiar with this, each week Holger sends me a song that he thinks I will like. Actually, I think it's fair to say now he knows I will like, because Holger's been doing this for a long time now. And he's got my likes down to an absolute T. And of course, if I like it, then I'm pretty sure you will like it as well. This week it's a great song from Willy Rose. Have a listen. It's terribly jolly.
Ich war als kleiner Junge so dick wie eine Wurst und hatte so wie heute stets einen Riesendurst. Schuld war daran mein Vater, der hat gern eingetutscht. Und als ich in der Wiege am Fläschchen hab gelutscht, da tutscht er mit und voll Gemüt sang er das schöne Lied. In der Jugend tut es wohl, in der Jugend tut es wohl, im Alter tut es auch noch wohl.
Jawohl, 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 jawohl.
In der Jugend tut es wohl, in der Jugend tut es wohl, im Alter tut es auch noch wohl.
Jawohl, jawohl, jawohl.
Wir versaufen unserer Oma ihr klein Häuschen, ihr klein Häuschen, ihr klein Häuschen. Wir versaufen unserer Oma ihr klein Häuschen und die erste und die zweite Hypothek. Dann hat ich auch ne Amme, die's gut mit mir gemeint. Wie ruhte sich's da mollig, ich war ihr Busenfreund. Und drückt mich heut die Sorge und frisst am Herz der Harn. Dann flücht ich mich so gerne in einen weichen Arm. Es braucht keine alte Amme sein, es kann ja ne junge Stramme sein. In der Jugend tut es wohl, in der Jugend tut es wohl, im Alter tut es auch doch wohl,
jawohl, 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 jawohl.
In der Jugend tut es wohl, in der Jugend tut es wohl, im Alter tut es auch noch wohl,
jawohl, jawohl, jawohl.
Wir versampfen unser Oma, ihr klein Häuschen, ihr klein Häuschen, ihr klein Häuschen. Wir versampfen unser Oma, ihr klein Häuschen und die erste und die zweite Hypothek. Versaufen unserer Oma ihr klein Häuschen und die erste und die zweite Hypothek.
It just makes you want to bang your steins together, doesn't it? Wasn't that great? Wir versaufen unser Oma ihr kleines Häuschen from 1962. That was, and that was Willy Rose. And Holger says that they sing that song in his granny's house, and she owned it. The house is over 200 years old now, and now he looks after it, Holger does. And he says, and the family love to get together and sing songs, thinking of their grandmother. And Excellent song. Thank you, Holger. So much fun. That's going in my Holger Book of Fame, as quite frankly most of Holger's songs do, but that one absolutely exceptional. Thank you. For you now, off up to the land of Bedfordshire, please, Holger, because it's even later for you. And of course, finally, the clocks have gone forward in Europe as well, which means we're all back to our usual time differences. Don't know about you, but it makes me feel a whole lot easier. And we'll have another song from Holger around about the same time next week. Now, here's Joe Loss. And his orchestra and Mallorca here on Bigley at Night on Angel Radio with me, RB. April the 2nd for me, April the 3rd for you. And it's all back to normal now, which is good. I do like normal. I want to say a very good morning to Birmingham Betty. Good morning, Betty. I hope you're well. Birmingham Betty is how she goes by, because yep, she lives in Birmingham, and she says, I know you do play a lot of Joe Stafford, and she said, I'm quite right too, because she is absolutely brilliant. Could you play the following three songs for me, because they're very, very special, and if you could, then I will love you forever and a day. Well, how could I refuse, Betty? Settle back and relax. The great Joe Stafford, Beagle's Big Three this week. We start off by the fireside.
In the gloaming fireside, with you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy. Oh, so happy, while we do as lovers do, with no one there to notice a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring.
To Betty in Birmingham, who chose those three songs this morning from Joe Stafford, By the Fireside, I Remember You, and It Could Happen to You. Betty, thanks so much. We really did enjoy those three songs, and it's always nice to have Joe Stafford here on the program, and thank you for doing that. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's songs, do please just get in touch with me, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist, and if you want to choose the songs, that's fine. If you would rather me do it, well, that's fine as well. As long as we've got three first songs, we're happy. That's roy@angelradio.uk. And if you don't have access to email, do feel free anytime to give a call, 0800 014 1955. If you do it during sort of normal office hours, as they say, you'll get to talk to the one of the lovely receptionists, Ronnie or Leslie or Chris or somebody, and if you phone outside of those hours, then I think you can leave a message on the answer machine. So if you don't want to talk to anybody because you're a little bit shy, then you can do that. But don't be surprised if somebody picks up the phone in the middle of the night, because it is, after all, a radio station. You never know who's lurking around. Betty, again, thank you so much. Time now for Tell Me a Story. And this week, it's something, as they used to say on Monty Python, that is completely different. We're having the story of some royals from the 30s through to the 60s, as reported by Pathé News.
Prince Takamatsu is returning on behalf of his brother, the Emperor of Japan, the state visit paid to Tokyo last year by His Royal Highness the Duke of Gloucester, who welcomed him on arrival at Dover. At Victoria, they were welcomed by their Royal Highnesses, the Duke of York, Princess Mary, and Prince George. prince is accompanied by his beautiful bride, the Princess Kikuko, which means Princess of Endless Delight, and their visit is in the nature of a honeymoon trip, for they were married less than 6 months ago. It is said that as a national type, she is the most lovely princess who has visited England for many years, and her smile captivated the hearts of all Londoners who turned out in their thousands to greet them. Here's the royal party driving in the gates of Buckingham Palace, where they were the guests of their Majesties for 4 days. They will remain here for nearly a fortnight as the guests of the government.
The Queen walks with Mr. Robert Hyde and the King with the camp leader, Captain J.G. Patterson, at the famous holiday camp for industrial workers and public schoolboys, which this year takes a new name and a new home. It is now the King's camp and has moved to Abergeldy Castle near Balmoral. As usual, the King takes on the job of newsreel cameraman, and the intricacies of sound and picture manipulation hold no terrors for His Majesty. So here are the pictures he took.
For he's a jolly good fellow, and so say all of us, and so say all of us, and so say all of us, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, and so say all of us.
And after that, it's the camp sing-song. Under the spreading chestnut tree.
On my knee, oh, how happy I should be.
Spend most of their time in public duty, and the British people respect their few private hours and leave them to enjoy their relaxation like any other family. But like any other family, from time to time they let us share that relaxation. Their millions of friends cannot all be there, so we are invited to meet them through the medium of the camera. Today is one of those happy occasions as the Queen and the Duke play with their children in the grounds of Balmoral Castle. Father helps. But once Prince Charles gets the knack of it, he won't let anyone help. And if Father doesn't watch out, he'll be catching it on the chin. Oh well, I did warn him. There are lots of wonderful things to look at in Balmoral grounds. Now, where did those ponies get to? So that's where you are. Meet William, the smaller one. The other is Greensleeves. Just as well, Father happened to have some carrots in his pocket. Let's get inside and make friends properly. Britain's royal family have always been genuine lovers of horses, and it's clear that Prince Charles and Princess Anne will be keeping up the family tradition. It's time for our visit to end, so we'll leave the Queen and her family to enjoy their all-too-short holiday. Goodbye, and thank you for having us.
The royal family wait on the platform at Victoria Station to welcome the King and Queen of Thailand to Britain. It's a scene we've all looked at before, but this is rather more than a formal state visit. For the train from Gatwick brings a young monarch who makes no secret of the fact that his object in traveling the world is to get about and learn. And he brings with him one of the loveliest royal consorts in the world, 27-year-old Queen Sirikit, no stranger to London, for her father was Thai ambassador to the court of St. James. The Duchesses of Gloucester and Kent are presented. And now, the Duke of Kent. Today, London has one of its most violent thunderstorms, but it tactfully misses the King, one of whose titles is possessor of the 24 golden umbrellas. But for all the exotic names, this is a modern and intelligent man whom Britain is glad to meet.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1939.
The warm and lovely world we knew has been struck by a bitter frost. But my sister and I recall with a sigh the world we knew and loved and lost. My sister and I remember still a tulip garden by an Dutch mill, and the home that was all our own until. But we don't talk about that. My sister and I recall once more the fishing schooners pulling into shore, and the dog cart we drove in days before. But we don't talk about that. We're learning to forget the fear that came from a troubled sky. We're almost happy over here, but sometimes we wake at night and cry. My sister and I recall the day we said goodbye, and then we sailed away, and we think of our friends who had to stay. But we don't talk about that. Learning to forget the fear that came from a troubled sky. We're almost happy over here, but sometimes we wake at night and cry. My sister and I recall the day we said goodbye, and then we sailed away, and we think of our friends who had to stay. But we don't talk about that.
Wonderful. Michael B. Wayne and My Sister and I, and before that, Tell Me a Story. And this week the story was told by Pathé News of some of the royal visits and some of the royal goings on from the 1930s through to the 1960s. I was listening to the spreading chestnut tree thing, which I've never been able to do. My hand-eye coordination is so bad. You know the thing about you pat your head and rub your tummy, or pat your tummy and rub it? I can't do any of that. Spreading under a chestnut tree is totally beyond my comprehension. But I kept listening to that, and somebody was singing when they shouldn't have done, and I'm not quite sure what that was about. I'm going to have to go back to the originals and see if I can spot it. But I hope you enjoyed that. Something a little bit different for Tell Us a Story this week. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB. Coming up in about 8.5 minutes, we have a little bit of posh, and this morning's little bit of posh is a selection by the Doyle Card Opera Company of songs from the Pirates of Penzance. That'll be coming up just at the top of the hour. Right now, how about a song from Donald Pears?
Couple of jiggers of moonlight and add a star. Four in the blue of a June night and add a guitar. Mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers, hail the moonlight cocktail. Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true. As to the number of kisses, it's up to you. Moonlight cocktails need a few. Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the starlight underneath the trees. You'll discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please. Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king. You will awake in the morning and start to sing. Moonlight cocktails are the thing. Underneath the trees, you'll discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please. Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king. You will awake in the morning and start to sing. Moonlight cocktails are the thing.
Beautiful stuff, Donald Pears there. Moonlight cocktail. I love the idea of a cocktail. You can sit there in the morning and think, oh, we're going to have a nice cocktail tonight. And then by the time evening comes around, I've lost all interest in it, and which is a bit of a shame. I really don't drink that much anymore, which probably is good news for my liver, if nothing else. But in fact, I do classify myself as a non-drinker, because I drink so rarely that people sort of don't believe me anymore. But I had literally a glass of wine on with lunch on Easter Day, and I can't remember the last time I drank before that. I think it may well have been on New Year's Eve, I think. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, that was a Donald Pierce and Moonlight Cocktail. Coming up next now is a song. It is called Prenez Garde au Grand Méchant Loup from Jean Sablon. But I have a feeling that we're going to know it under an entirely different name.
Prenez garde au grand méchant loup, méfiez-vous de voyou. Il prépare avec ses yeux doux un petit coup en dessous. Mademoiselle, dès ce soir, peut-être allez-vous le voir. Le monocle à l'œil aux mains gants de peau, ayant tout l'air d'un vieux beau. S'il vous invite à goûter, ce n'est pas pour prendre le thé, mais pour essayer dans l'ombre à tâtons de vous prendre le menton. S'il vous dit après l'air est si frais, venez donc respirer. C'est qu'il a le projet de respirer votre fleur d'oranger. Mais mieux vaut la conserver pour le mat qui vous rêvez. Aussi je tiens chez vous, chez votre papa, à moins que vous n'en ayez pas. Ah ah ah, quant au satire, il n'aura qu'à partir. Ah ah, prenez garde au grand méchant loup, méfiez-vous de ce voyou. Il prépare avec ses yeux doux un petit coup en dessous. Faut pas croire à ses boniments, il vous ment, et comment. Puis chez lui pour tous ses bobards, le pied quelque part. Vous monsieur, vous receviez hier au soir un financier qui vous proposait un paquet d'actions d'une mine de saucissons. Un autre est venu vers midi pour vous offrir lui aussi des bons du crédit de Costa Rica et des tramways d'Alaska. Mais ce regard aigu, c'est l'en pointu, vous n'avez donc rien vu. Hier comme aujourd'hui, sous cet abîme, et c'était lui. Tous les jours des imprudents viennent tomber sous sa dent. En vitesse il a croqué l'animal, l'intérêt est capital. Prenez garde au grand méchant loup, méfiez-vous de ce voyou. Il prépare avec ses yeux doux un petit coup en dessous. Faut pas croire à ses poliments, il vous ment, et comment. Puis chez lui pour ses bobards, le pied quelque part.
Prenez garde au grand méchant loup from Jean Sablon. You are listening to Bigly at Night, which in French is Bigly sans nuit. That's, I don't know, don't ask me. Here on Angel Radio, 98.6 in Havant and Gosport and Portsmouth and other towns and villages in the area. We're also on some DAB multiplexes throughout the United Kingdom, and of course you can listen to us in various ways on the internet, and you can get details of current DAB and internet listening at the Angel Radio website, which is angelradio.co.uk. We've reached the point in the program where it's time for a little bit of posh, and this week we are going to join the Doily Cart Operas Chorus, and lots of people, including George Cook, Isidore Godfrey, John Reed, Valerie Masterson, in a selection of songs from The Pirates of Penzance.
Thank you. apprentice rises from indenture freed. Strong his arm and keen his scent is, he's a pirate now indeed.
Here's to luck of friend, his ventures, when he's out of his adventures.
22 now he's rising, and alone he's fit to fly, which we bent on signalizing with unusual little eye.
Here's good luck to friend, his ventures, when he's out from his adventures. For aboard a pirate ship, will a pirate move, and to make us all a very best, the pirate on the
Frederick, from today you rank as a full-blown member of our band.
Aye! My friends, I thank you all from my heart for your kindly wishes. Would that I could repay them as they deserve.
What do you mean?
Today I am out of my indentures, and today I leave you forever.
But this is quite unaccountable. A keener hand at scuttling a Cunarder or cutting out a P&O never shipped a handspike.
Aye!
Yes, I have done my best for you. And why? It was my duty under my indentures, and I am the slave of duty. As a child, I was regularly apprenticed to your band. It was through an error. No matter, the mistake was ours, not yours, and I was in honor bound by it.
An error? What error?
I may not tell you. It would reflect upon my well-loved Ruth.
Nay, dear master, my mind has long been gnawed by the cankering tooth of mystery. Better have it out at once.
I am the very model of a modern Major General. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and Dakota fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I am very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About polynomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I am very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern Major General.
I know our mythic history, King Arthur's and Sycharadox. Answer hard acrostics, have a pretty taste for paradox. In court in elegiacs, all the crimes of Helicabalus. In cornix, I can floor peculiarities, parabolus. I can tell undoubted Raphaels from Derrida's and Sophonies. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. And I can hum a fugue of which you've heard the music's dinner for. Dinner for. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense, Pinafore.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense, Pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense,
then I can write a Washington Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern Major General.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mammalian and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a mouse a rifle from a javelin, when such a phase of sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, I have a smattering of elemental strategy. Strategy, let it be better. I have it. You'll say a better Major General and never satirge.
You'll say a better Major General and never satirge. You'll say a better Major General and never satirge. You'll say a better Major General and never satirge.
For my military knowledge, though I am plucky and adventurous, has only been but down to the beginning of the century, but still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
Still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern Major General.
We never speak a word.
Your life preserver, you may want to hit. Your silent matches, your dark lantern sees. Take your file and your skeletonic keys.
Stuff, and that was this week's Bit of Posh here on Beagley at Night. We started off with Poor Oh Poor, the Pirate Sherry, and that featured George Cook and Isidore Godfrey. And then we had I Am the Very Modern of a Modern Major General from John Reed and Isidore Godfrey. And then with Cat Like Dread from the Doyle Cart Operette Chorus, George Cook and Isidore Godfrey. And finally, Valerie Masterson and the Doyle Cart Opera Chorus and Isidore Godfrey. And Isidore Godfrey was the guy waving the stick at the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And I hope you enjoyed that. It's a nice little selection. Gould and Sullivan, they really did write some good stuff, didn't they? And some of the really popular operettas are really just so good. We'll have another bit of Bush around about the same time next week. If you're lucky, we might even have another bit of Posh. You never know. All right, let's see. We're a little bit late for Doris Day, but here it is, Day at Night.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love
to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody,
yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who.
He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly on trainu?
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially, I
love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you. Come with me. I
you to know I'm yours alone. And I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
Is what you are to me, a stairway to a star, a night in Shangri-La of ecstasy. Lanterns of gold, lanterns of blue, twinkle in the shadows while I dance with you. Saying you should know that lanterns lose their glow and hearts can break. So hold me close, my darling, and kiss me tenderly and give your precious love, your very precious love to me.
They started off with a song by Day by Day. Actually, no, we started off with Love Somebody. Sorry, I knew that was wrong. And that was Doris Day singing along with Buddy Clark. Then we had Day by Day and A Very Precious Love. Hope you enjoyed those three songs. We'll have some more from Doris Day around about the same time next week. Coming up in about 9 minutes' time, we have some comedy this week devoted to Jack Benny. But before that, how about Shelley Fabares?
I find There's a choo-choo in Chihuahua, in Chihuahua. There's a choo-choo, it will chuggling through Guadalajara. That is, if it doesn't rain. On the choo-choo, Papa dozes, Mama's busy counting noses. Though a bull sits smack on the railroad track, no one bothers to complain as it climbs a hill with a mighty will. Hear the whistle drill from low to high. Pooey, then the people stir.
Check the calendar.
It must be the 10th of June. Or could it be July? There's a choo-choo in Chihuahua, in Chihuahua. There's a choo-choo. When a bigger train sees it puff and strain, it may offer it a tow. But the Chihuahua choo-choo only whistles, thank you, no. Every family brings all the household things, and the whistle sings around the lake. The conductors wink, at the girl in pink and give her a big bouquet. When Papa goes away, there's a choo-choo in Chihuahua, in Chihuahua. There's a choo-choo. Though it blows its stop, often has to stop, it will get where it must go. That's the Chihuahua choo-choo in Chihuahua, Mexico.
¡Ay, qué bonito es el norte! ¡Oígame, qué barbaridad! La gente es en sí, franca, sí, señor.
That was, believe it or not, Ricardo Montalban with Chihuahua Choo Choo. And before that, we had the great Shelley Fabares and I'm Growing Up. You're listening to Angel Radio, Angel Radio, even here with me, Roy Begley, for just over another half hour. And we've got some comedy coming up from Jack Benny in just a couple of minutes' time. But to take us there, here's Billy Merrin, even, and his Commanders.
Thank you. night where the sweet Hawaiian breezes blow. Oh, Mookie, Mookie, oh. Oh, Mookie, Mookie, oh. Oh, won't you give me your love and whisper while the stars hang low. Oh, Mookie, Mookie, oh. Which means I love you so. When you play your ukulele, you're playing on the strings of my heart. How can I feel gaily when I hear you play a lore and I know we must part? In your arms, beneath the palms, we sing the only song I know. Oh, Mookie, Mookie, oh, which means I love you so.
That was Billy Marin and his Commanders, and Oh Mookie Mookie Oh, recorded in London back in 1934. Time now for some comedy, and this week comedy is coming from just one person, Jack Benny, one of the few comedians like Tommy Cooper who all you really had to do was look at and you would start laughing. And Jack Benny had some really wonderful facial expressions and, of course, his awful violin playing and everything else. So settle back and relax. We've got two pieces from Jack Benny. The second one is called The Train Station and the first one is called Program Not Broadcast.
Gee, I wonder why Rochester isn't getting the program. There's probably something wrong with my radio at home. I can't understand CBS not sending my first program out. My second one I could understand. They think a little thing like that is going to make me quit. They're crazy. Hey, I wonder where I go to see the chief engineer. This must be it. It says George Foster, chief engineer. I'll go in. That must be him in front of the big electrical panel. Excuse me, are you the chief engineer?
No, I'm his assistant.
Well, I'm Jack Benny, and my radio program isn't going out on the air.
Who says it ain't?
I says it ain't.
Well, maybe it isn't.
Well, why isn't it?
I don't know, but it aren't my fault.
I'm not saying it am. Look, what is the reason for my show? What is the reason for my show not being broadcast?
Well, let me look at this control panel here. Now I see what's wrong.
What is it?
Well, you see, Mr. Benny, when you talk into the microphone, it creates a series of electronic impulses which are converted to vibrating wavelengths at varying frequencies, which are instantaneously reconverted by a series of transistors. Then it comes through here to the master control panel, then they pass through the superheptadyne condenser, and the volume is then rheostatically controlled.
Oh, well, I still don't quite understand from your explanation why my program isn't coming out over the air.
It ain't plugged in.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, certainly. You see, that's the plug hanging loose over there.
Well, for heaven's sake, plug it in.
Oh, I can't.
Why not?
Well, look, mister, I can pick up the plug, I can inspect the plug, I can dust the plug, I can polish the plug, but the union says only the chief engineer can plug in the plug.
Well, where's the plug? The chief engineer. Where's the chief engineer?
He went out for coffee. He'll be right back.
But I can't wait. I'm going to plug it in myself. I'll just pull this other plug out.
No. Don't pull that one out. That's one of the most popular programs on the air. Everybody's listening to it.
What is it?
Harry Hollick and his A&P Gypsies.
Well, that program hasn't been on for years.
Gee, why don't somebody come down here and tell me those things?
Now, look, I've stood for
all... Oh, here comes Mr. Foster now.
Oh, yes. Mr. Foster.
Yeah!
Mr. Foster, I'm Jack Benny.
Well, may I shake your hand? I've already drafted your character.
Never mind that. Your assistant here tells me that my program is off the air because that wire isn't plugged in.
Yeah, I know.
And he told me you're the only one that could do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, plug it in.
I wouldn't touch the nasty thing.
You better be careful. You'll be in lots of trouble when my sponsor learns about this.
He knows. It was his idea.
Now cut that out. If you won't plug it in, I'll do it myself.
And that concludes tonight's Jack Benny program.
What?
We wish to thank his special guests, Harry Horlick and his A&P Gypsy.
Well, this is ridiculous. I'm going home and listen to Sam and Henry.
Well, we finally got to the station. Let's go in.
Train now leaving on track 5 for Anaheim. Azusa and Cucamonga. Correction, please. The train scheduled to stop at Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga will only go to Anaheim and Azusa. Cucamonga was moved on account of the freeway.
Oh, look, here comes Dennis and his mother. Hello, Mrs. Day.
Hello. Now, Mr. Benny, once my boy gets on that train, he's your responsibility.
I know.
And when you get to New York, I want you to take better care of Dennis than you did the last time. Don't be taking him to that place called Minsky's.
Minsky's?
Why, Jack, you didn't take Dennis to a burlesque show.
Babe, Minsky's happens to be the name of a delicatessen. Isn't that right, Dennis?
Yes, sir.
See?
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yes?
Remember that third salami from the end?
What?
Jack!
Now, come on, kid. Let's all get on the train.
Attention, please. Train now leaving on track 8. For Barstow, Albuquerque, Kansas City, Chicago, and Cucamonga, they really moved it.
Wait a minute, Jack. I want to get some chewing gum.
Some chewing gum? I'll get it for you, babe. You wait right here. I mustn't forget to get my ticket validated, too. I'll do it right after I...
Bun.
Huh?
Come here a minute.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Look, fella.
Where are you going?
I'm going to buy some chewing gum.
What kind?
Spearmint.
Uh-uh.
What?
Get bubble gum.
Bubble gum? Why?
it's great in the stretch.
Well, I don't know. What about chiclets?
Chiclets haven't got a chance.
Why not?
They're boxed in.
But I like chiclets.
Now be smart, Bud, and take bubblegum. Just look at the breeding.
The breeding?
Yeah. It's by penny on a slot machine.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. I'm going to get spearmint.
Okay, it's your dough.
Gee, look what time it is. I won't have time. I'll get some gum on the train.
Hey, Jackson!
Huh? Oh, hello, Phil. I'm glad you got here in time. What's that you're carrying under your arm?
Bagby.
So soon?
Oh, he's sober. I owe him this for carrying me last night.
Oh, well, you better get him on the train.
Hey, Jackson, by the way, you forgot to get Bagby's ticket.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, here's mine. I'll get myself another one. I'll see you on the train.
Attention, please. Will passengers who just arrived on the train from Catalina please get in your taxis? You're dripping all over the station.
Now, let's see. Oh, here's the ticket window. Oh, pardon me. Are you the ticket clerk here?
Yeah. I used to be in Pasadena, but they moved me on account of the freeway.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
Attention, please. He stole that joke from me.
Now, look, clerk. Now, let's not have any trouble here. I want a ticket to New York.
Return trip?
No, one way.
Good.
Now, cut that out. I'm coming back by plane. So just do what
I... Excuse me, sir, but may I go ahead of you? I'm in a hurry.
Well, yes, I guess so.
Well, you see, I'm just going on my vacation for 3 weeks, and I don't want to waste a minute of it. Clerk, will you give me a ticket?
Yes, sir. Where to?
Oh, I don't care. Any place is all right with me.
Well, the next train out is going to Nashville, Tennessee.
No, I'm not there. I don't want to go back to that state again.
Why not? What happened there?
Well, I'll tell you. I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz. When an old friend I happened to see.
And you introduced him to your loved one?
Yes. And while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me.
Well, why don't you try to forget?
Forget? I remember the night in the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost.
Look, mister.
You keep out of it.
What did you lose?
Well, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Well, what are you crying for? You're number one on the hit parade.
I told you to keep out of it.
I'm sorry.
Well, look, how about a ticket to Banff?
Oh, yes, that'll be swell.
Oh, you'll enjoy it there. It's very close to Lake Louise.
Oh, no. I can't go there.
Why not?
Louise was the name of my little darling.
Oh, the one I was dancing with to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I have...
Look, one chorus is enough. Now, clerk, give me my ticket, will you?
Attention, please. The following trains are now ready to depart. The Super Chief, the El Capitan, the City of Los Angeles, the Golden State Limited, and the Lark. There they go. Super Chief out in front, City of Los Angeles is second, the El Capitan is third, the Lark is fourth, and Golden State Limited.
What is this?
Going into the turn, it's still Super Chief by a headlight, the Lark is second by a dining car, El Capitan is third by three compartments in the bedroom, and coming up past the City of Los Angeles on the rail.
What is this, anyway?
Coming into the half, Super Chief is still out in front. City of Los Angeles is second by a Pullman, and coming up in third place.
outside is Mary's sister, babe.
Don't ask me, I haven't got a clue. Comedy This Week from Jack Benny started off with a program not broadcast and then the train station. I hope you enjoyed that. And I guess I really have to play this, don't I?
Do do da day. Do da do da day. I was dancing with my sweetheart to the tenor she was. What an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling on the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls. Dancing with my sweetheart to the tenor she was, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling on the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1954.
In the shoemaker shop, this refrain would never stop as he tapped away, working all the day. At his bench, there was he, just as busy as a bee, little time to lose with the boots and shoes. But his heart went pop inside the little shop when a lovely girl set him all awhirl. She had come to choose some pretty dancing shoes, and he heard her say in a charming way, I want some shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing, dancing all the day. Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing all my cares away. Then he tapped and he stitched, for his fingers were bewitched, and he sewed a dream into every seam, making shoes oh so neat, just like magic on her feet. And he hoped she'd know that he loved her so. But she danced, danced, danced as though she were entranced, like a spinning top all around the shop. On her dainty feet, she whirled into the street, and he heard her say, as she danced away, shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing, dancing all the day. Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing all my cares away. I want some the shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing, dancing all the day. Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing all my cares away. Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing all my cares away.
Sweet, The Little Shoemaker from 1954, and that was from the great Petula Clark. And before that, had to play it, really, didn't I? The Tennessee Horse and Anita O'Day. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, and this guy, he has the first name of Engelbert.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind, her kisses told me I had no love in arms to hold me. Every day I wake up, then I start to break up, lonely as a man without love. I cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. Say I can't stop myself from.
Humperdinck and A Man Without Love. I think that was from, what, like 1968, 69, something like that. But a great song from the great Eng. But I think he must have been talking to Johnny Mathis, because Engelbert was A Man Without Love. Johnny Mathis, well, he's just rabbiting on about Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
La, la, la. One drop of rain doesn't make the sun run away. Don't go breaking my heart. One
falling leaf doesn't make September in May. Don't go breaking my heart. I made a mistake, now must you make a mountain out of a grain of sand? Don't throw love away because I went astray for a while. Teach my heart how to smile. Even then, you remain in my heart. Come to my arms, forevermore stay in my arms, and give me your love.
Title from Johnny Mathis, and if I'm quick, I might be able to get the final two in.
Maestro, please. Tonight, tonight I must forget how much I need her. So, Mr. Leader, play your lilting melodies. Ragtime, jazz time, swing, any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. She danced divinely, and I loved her so. But there I go tonight. I mustn't think of her, no more memories. Swing on tonight, I must forget. Music, maestro, please.
Club's Lou Stone and his band with Al Boley supplying the vocals and music. Maestro, please. And that's just about the end of Bigley at Night for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I really don't know where 2 hours goes, but whenever I'm in your company, it goes and flies by. I'll be back around about the same time next week, all being well. Until then, I hope you have yourselves a good week and a safe week. And as always, well, nearly as always, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning. Here's Alma.
I love him in the springtime, and I love him in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I love him best of all.
I love him in the morning, and I love him at night. I love him, yes, I love him, when the stars are shining bright. I love him in the springtime, and I love him in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I loved him best of all. Now the dance. Me dancing, love him, yes I love him, when the stars are shining bright. I had lessons. I love him in the springtime, and I love him in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I loved him.